web, spider web.
We talked about some of the animals and things like that. What are some of the different kinds of trees that you have growing around here?
Well, we have so many different kinds. We have all kinds of ornamental trees, but the native tree, we have the oak, the pine, magnolia, bay, blackjack, wild plum, your cherry, wild cherry, the camphor trees, things like that.
Yep, y'all have that kind of tree. It's a tall shade tree with long white limbs and kind of white scaly bark. Or you remember the
eucalyptus? Yeah, they use that quite a bit for landscaping. They used to, and they found out that the bloom, that anyone that has any type of allergies or sinuses or hay fever of this sort, asthma, it's the worst thing in the world for them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until just the last few years.
What about the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed up? Remember that?
Sycamore. You see very few of those anymore.
I remember that. Never get that Sunday school learning song.
Yeah, that's one I have to teach my granddaughter. She's in a nursery school, and they are beginning to learn those different songs. She comes home. My daughter-in-law, of course, she grew up in a Catholic faith, and she says, I miss so much. I didn't get those songs.
I remember all kind of things like that. It's surprising how much it's still with you, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you learn in school, when I had to learn a poem, we learned to sing it. I'd get up, sit out in the back, and I would read my poem, you know, and I'd sing it. And they had, our teachers taught us that if we'd sing a poem, we could learn it much quicker.
Probably right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a kind of bush around here that all the shrubs get very, very, the berries on this kind of shrub, berries get red in the fall, and some people used to use them for tanning leather, and some people claim they're poison. Sumac or anything like that, you have around here?
Now, there might be, but I don't know of it, of course.
Any kind of poisonous vines or plants that you have?
We have the poison ivy, and there is a, what they call a pea vine. It has a little red berry on it that's very poison, and the oleander is very poison. Even the smoke burning is poison.
Oh.
And the Brazilian pepper, it's not, I plant the Brazilian pepper. I have a big tree here. And I have my golden dewdrop, and I have my camphor tree, so that's the reason I have birds. All times of the year, I have some kind of berry here for them to eat. Now, there's so many different things that they have come out with, and just recently there was published a book on all the poison plants, and especially so many of the ornamental plants that I was amazed at. The Gloriosa lily is one of the worst.
Oh, I didn't know that. What about some of the different, is poison ivy, is that different from poison oak? Or is that, are they similar?
I believe it's the same thing.
What are some of the different kinds of fruits and nuts that are grown in the area?
We can grow pecans, we have oranges, grapefruit, lemons, most any kind of citrus fruit, pears, figs.
Any apples or peaches much go down?
You have a little Florida peach. They have just introduced a new peach and a new apple into this area, but I have not